Are you feeling ill, Anita? Mrs. Brown is by my side. You're going to have to answer me, dear, so I know what to do. Her voice is sweet and coaxing. She crouches down beside my seat. I don't seem to have the energy even to lift my head and say, I'm fine. I think we'd better have the nurse look at you, she says, taking my hand. I don't resist. I stand and walk with her. As we cross the front of the room, Charlie Price makes a circle motion in the air to Sammy, who grins as if he agrees. I feel like screaming, I am not crazy! But instead, I swallow that scream, and suddenly it's very quiet inside me. The nurse calls Mommy, who appears at school in Theotony's hot rod, since Poppy has the other car. She looks glamorous with a kerchief over her head and dark glasses like a movie star. When she takes them off, I see that her eyes are red too. She must have been crying after Lucinda left for the airport. What's wrong, amorcita? She asks. I want to tell Mommy the truth, how I've gotten my period, how I'm already lonely for Lucinda, how I feel just awful that my father has to kill someone for us to be free, how I'm scared about what's going to happen to us. But all the words seem to have emptied out of my head. Finally, I remember one. Nada, I say. Nothing? Are you sure? Mommy peers at my face. She looks pale, she tells the nurse. I better take her home to bed. The minute we get in the car, Mommy turns to me. She looks terrified. You didn't say anything about Lucinda, did you? I shake my head. Can't she see that I'm not saying anything to anybody?